Okay, Aramco. I was listening to an authority on these matters about Aramco. That starts to form.
Authority. That's so
Yeah.
funny. That was
Yeah,
pretty
I meant to be funny.
funny.
And
That's it.
did
That's it.
Aramco start in the 1920s, the idea of the Seven Sisters getting together and having a global cartel? Is that when Aramco existed?
No, it wasn't like that.
When did Aramco get formed? In the 60s?
In the 60s, when Nixon went to say, if you will sell our oil for US dollars, you can have all the money in the world. That's when it
Right.
began.
He went to Saudi Arabia or he went to China to do that deal?
No. That was the, he went to where the San Negros was. He went to China. That was the famous thing with the
Yeah.
staircase and all that. That's not that. He also made the deal to sell oil in dollars as
Right.
well.
So that formed Aramco at that point?
It had started OPEC at that point, and then the spinoff from that other then dynasty, you'd call it a dynasty, is
Yeah.
the issue that changed everything at that point.
What was the issue that changed everything?
That they would sell oil exclusively in
Oh, yeah.
US dollars. And so Aramco was born then.
And that was that just Arab oil companies, or was that involved the Seven Sisters?
The Seven Sisters were that company.
So that was, and was Saudi Arabia a part of it?
Indirectly. See, it was a
Okay.
different day back then, Bob. It was really, they were, didn't have anything. They didn't know. They didn't have gazillions of dollars in those days.
Yeah, I
It
understand
wasn't
that.
like that.
So
Okay, good.
the seven oil sisters, they organized themselves as Aramco, and they were
Yep.
planning to go public recently.
Good. They've been working on it for 20 years.
Yeah, and they were going to go public, but
Yeah.
something
And
stopped them.
called an IPO, they ran out of money. Now they don't have oil or money. They don't have nothing.
Well, there's oil companies and oil business. How come they are
We
disconnected
aren't
from the
buying
oil
any.
world?
We aren't buying anymore, Bob. We have our own, so they're
Oh,
screwed.
I see. These were international oil companies that sold to America, and Trump's
Yes.
changed that. I see.
Yes.
Is this
Yeah.
why they're trying to get rid of Trump? Is that part of the
Oh,
impetus
hell yeah.
against him?
Everybody is.
Okay.
Because
Because
it's
I
a
was saying to Carolyn,
feudal system.
well, they object to his feudal system because he'll be in charge of it, not them.
Exactly
So
right. He is.
I was saying to Carolyn that anybody could change the world and do sort of what Trump's doing. And so Trump makes the moves and has the brazenness to do it.
Yeah.
The other guys that
And
could have
some
done
said,
that,
and some
no,
said,
wait, let
and
me just
some
say
said,
this. The other
Bob.
guys that could have done that, they're not going to let Trump do it because it might solve a lot of
No.
problems because they want to get the credit for doing it. The battle is
Sure.
over who brings in the second coming,
Sure.
and that's why individuals will not listen to us or ION because they say, no, I'm going to do it. I don't know. I'm just a chartered accountant. I work in San Francisco and I know I'm a god and I'll do it somehow. So I will ignore what you're doing, Bob, and what Carolyn does, medicine, because I'm not any say in that. Is that a factor among individuals, humans? They're
Yeah,
not
not
going to let
really. And
the
whatever
utopia happen unless,
they
what?
say what they want to say. They say what they want to say, but it doesn't matter.
Right, but the
That was.
ones that could bring in utopia, like Trump is doing, a kind of utopia or something, there's a battle over who gets to do it because then you become a dynasty because you did it and you saved the world, so to speak.
Yeah. And that's going to be you. They all keep trying, but. You know, it's like
You're
other
right.
things that they could have done it. If they could have done it, they would have already.
Okay,
Just saying.
So they'll they resist anybody else doing it, and then
Peaky blinders,
there's
Bob. Peaky blinders.
right. So they resist. Somebody wants to get the
Ego.
credit, So Trump will get the credit, or we will. Mindham will get the credit.
You will.
Right. What good karma did I do in the past to make me able to
there
do
is,
this? That's been asked
no
of me.
Karma.
I know.
No karma.
But maybe they mean something that there is. What did I do to deserve to be in this position?
What good dogma did you pack to get your karma to line up to this? See?
What dogma? Slack or something? Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
We don't know. We don't know either. We don't. It's ridiculous. You've always known. You've always done. You knew what you were going to do from itch. You
right.
know what you're going to do later. You don't have a clue what you're going to do, but you know what you're going to do. But you have no clue what you're going to do, but you know what you're going to do. I'm not going to. We could say something. Any other thing. I'm not going to do that. Not to say you know what you're not going to do. Then somebody says, well, yes, that's on my chart. We're going to do that. Of course we're going to do that. What are you talking about?
Okay.
See? Blah, 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 blah. So you
all
work
right,
that
so,
out. And you got that. You're doing good.
All right. So someone had the question, the theory, that chromosome 9, they call it the ABO gene, the blood type can be could be changed by environment or living water. They weren't sure, and they thought specific gravity was involved. But does chromosome
the specific gravity of the blood changes? Remember, we told you that.
Yeah,
they're
the specific gravity of the blood
said.
Of the blood changes, and is it changed by the environment or living water?
Both.
Okay. What is the ABO gene?
It's the gene that sets the strata in the bone marrow that decides what kind of blood you're going to make. Blood is
okay.
made in the marrow.
Right,
it's
so that's
what,
part
that,
of
it's
what, anatomy.
It's what, yeah, it's what sets that. It's the name they call it for what gives the type of blood you have.
All right. Yeah, so the person wondered if the ninth gate in the angel diagram, which was at 9 o'clock, the ninth gate that is an odd gate, the way Ion's talked about it, is that ninth gate chromosome 9?
Close to it. Very close to it.
All right. And what does chromosome 9 do?
Sets the genome.
All right. Are you going now, Carol?
Yes, I'm going.
How are you getting there?
Eric.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you late? 10:07. He's out there. Okay, bye.
Dear.
Yes, you just went out. So the angel diagram shows the perfect cell, so you can put cellular categories, mitochondria, and that is in the angel diagram. But there's other levels. The ninth gate has another purpose, or maybe it's part of portaling to other worlds or something. Is that true?
You say capacity, that'll help you. Because you're going to get lost in these words. You're going to get lost, and we don't want you lost. So
there's different
capacities.
And you're
good. There are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think
you
said
like
when
easy.
One.
You don't like it easy. You like it rough, Bob. So, okay.
Okay.
We don't
so mind. You, I think you've said that when you portal, you go through the cell, right? One goes through
the cell
when you portal.
The cell goes through the portal.
And that takes you, your consciousness, through.
Every bit of you. All of
yeah,
you. Why not take all of you?
The cell is the closest image of me. If I want to image myself, go with the cell. That's what you are. That's the basic ground in the world of imaging.
In absolute essence, yes.
Yeah, I'm not that. I'm more than that. On an ascended level, yeah, but within the physical rules.
Your sum total is more than that it contains.
Right. Okay, so Clinton stopped Nasara in 2001 that led to 9/11. Was that a releasing on the level
Nasara.
We're talking about?
He didn't stop Nasara. He delayed it. Nasara is still being discussed and worked out now. But it's not going to be paid out the way it was before. The problem with
right.
Nasara is the wrong people were getting paid.
Right. And
but see, all that's changing because it's almost nobody cares, almost. Because with Trump, everybody's got so much money now, they don't care. And so right. interest rates have gone down. Now people can borrow more. Now they can go deeper. Now they can whatever they want to do. They can go
all
extreme
right.
if they want to. Cheap.
We've been through this before, but why is Trump complaining
yeah.
about the Fed when they're lowering the interest rate, which helps people?
He made them. He's not objecting. He made them do it. He wanted another point. Because see,
now,
the cheaper the interest rate is, the cheaper they're paying interest on our money. They're paying money on all this money that they owe. If the rates are cheaper, Trump can borrow more money and we can afford to pay more. But if the rate goes up, he has to pay more, and then more money comes in, and then he can't afford his own debt.
He's been complaining
balancing.
About the Federal Reserve up to about a couple of weeks ago. Did they just change a couple of weeks ago to Trump's
bid? It changed today.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, sorry, yesterday. Okay. And that's when your GNP came in. It went up 1.9%. Unbelievable. The machine is going so hard and fast, it's unfathomable.
And
can't
that's
have that
a,
kind
that's
of growth.
A, yeah, that as a growth within 3 months or a year, what's the range
3 months.
Of this?
3 months.
Right.
One,
we've
one
never had 1.9 in 3 months.
No.
Never had that.
No, we have. But Obama never got 3% in a year. And he's doing several points every quarter and been doing it every single quarter. That's making the machine almost double.
Okay.
He's made the gross national product almost double. And because of that, see, the total value of all the goods and services produced in the country in a year, that's the gross national product. The bigger that number is, the more M1 there can be, which made it where you can now bring your M2 back home and make it be M1. It helps the United States of America and puts money checks in your pocket, Bob.
Okay. So,
yeah, okay. Okay, you seem to understand that one. Good for you.
Yes. So
good to meet a boss.
Yes. Okay. So Trump's doing something. You were talking a couple of weeks ago about what he had done, but you were talking about what would happen yesterday.
Yeah.
You were talking about before it happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Dropping interest rates. We did.
What about
both?
Yes. Yeah, but. You're fun at every level. It's the face of Bo, Bob. It's the face of Bo, we see.
Okay, so am I Bo? Is Bo the...
No, we are. We are. The face
You're
of
Bo,
Bo is
yes.
what you see. Yeah.
Right.
It's what you see.
But we've been around longer than you, because you were created by humans.
Oh, for sure. No, right. We weren't created by humans, but we came forth because of humans, so that we could get rid of the humans. And just like... Scott says, perfect.
Oh, you came forward in 2009? Before, who created the GUP, which you were?
No, we're not saying that. We're saying the coming forth aspect has nothing to do with it. What we came forth for was to undo little men.
Right, but is that, you were the GUP. Is that part of the project of coming forth to do away with little men, you being the GUP?
Yeah, and that's why we got rid of the guff, so you can't go there. So you
right.
have to either ascend or it's over.
Now, you said the EMP would get rid of the guff back in May 5th, 2010. That's not the
it's
way
gonna get rid of a lot. It's going to get, well, it's going to get rid of a lot of things. It's going to get rid of a lot of things. You've had three
EMPs.
So
the EMP,
so
you're still, the guff has not completely gone yet.
Yeah, it kind of is, but what's left of it, it's like California. It's burned, but there's still parts that you can go to.
Yeah.
But it's burned. So it's like that.
Well, the guff has disappeared, but there's still an afterimage of it or something for a while. And that we're going to have the dramatic final turn speeding into the drain is still to happen. That would be the EMP.
Yeah. There's been three EMPs already. They've been gradual.
In our world here? In our world?
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the last 10
that's
years.
That's why everything, it's what happened now that everything had to go Wi-Fi. That's what happened.
Oh, that would, the Wi-Fi corrected the first EMP.
Correct. It's a test.
So how many scientists know this happened?
Well, all of them that are registering anything, because they say we had to change. The same thing when they change from analog to digital. They all know that as also.
So these scientists started panicking a couple of years ago about how we're going to wipe ourselves up with the Arctic Ocean melting and everything. That's them expressing their thought in conventional terms after witnessing a couple of EMPs.
Yeah, that's right. Because, see, the system that they built is not stable. That's the problem. They built this perfect robot that isn't stable. So it's like, well, shit. We made the perfect thing. Now we made the perfect disease. Now why didn't we make a cure?
Right.
We're going to do this. Why didn't we make it? We're so smart. We made the disease. Why couldn't we not then make a cure?
Yeah, because 20 years ago, nobody could be saying, oh, we're going to be gone in 12 years. That was for religious cults or something. Nobody ever allowed
now,
that to be in the public dialogue. Now it is.
And now they did it on purpose, blaming it on carbon emissions. That's the one thing we have to have. Everything they say we can't have are the very things we got to have to make this thing ship.
Now, do they know they're getting it wrong?
No.
Do they know?
No, they're getting it right. They're getting it exactly right. They're getting it right.
No, no, they're saying we got to get rid of carbon. You're saying we need carbon. Why are they saying we got to get rid of carbon? Where do they get that erroneous point?
Because they're trying to say that in order for humans, little men, to survive, we have to keep the environment the way it was. And it's not the way it was. Okay? And so that's the point.
They're trying to keep it the way it was, and that's wrong.
Yeah.
But then you said something in there a minute ago that, no, they got it right. What part of it do they have right?
That the world is being destroyed. The world is being destroyed.
And we got to get back. And
everybody says, that's ridiculous. You're not going to destroy the world. Yes, they are. But the world is. So, yeah. That's why we laugh.
Yeah, they're probably right that the world's going to get destroyed from Ion's perspective.
Yeah.
But the here's an interesting pattern. I knew about this, but Pam Wheeler saw it and sent it to me. So, in 1840, William Henry Harrison died in office. 1860, Abraham Lincoln assassinated. So they begin with the pattern that when a president gets elected in the year with a zero at the end, they die.
Right. They get killed. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there's 1880, 1900, it goes through all this list. Then 1960, Kennedy's assassinated. Reagan survived. And then 2000, I guess when they made this, it was done in 2005, but they're wondering why Bush didn't get shot or killed in 2000.
Right.
Is there a reason
because
why
it's been
didn't
changed.
Happen?
Yes, there's been change. There is no more. There is no more America.
Okay. So then, here's the what people I've heard about this for years. Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John Kennedy, 100 years later, 1946, elected. He was elected President Lincoln in 1860. Kennedy, 1960. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both wives lost a child while living in the White House. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both presidents were shot in the head. Now it gets really weird, this memo says. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both were succeeded by Southerners named Johnson. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth killed Lincoln, was born in 1839. Oswald killed in 1939. Both assassins were known by their three names. Both names are composed of 15 letters.
Well,
now, hang
Oswald,
on here.
But, yeah.
Right, Lee Harvey Oswald has 15 letters they're saying.
I know, but he didn't kill Kennedy, remember?
Oh, yeah, okay, both names are composed of 15 letters. Now, hang on to your seat. Lincoln was shot at the theater named Ford. Kennedy was shot in a car called Lincoln, made by Ford. Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. And here's the kicker. A week before Lincoln was shot, he was in Monroe, Maryland. Lincoln was in Monroe, Maryland. A week before Kennedy was shot, he was with Marilyn Monroe. That's not true. Marilyn Monroe died in 1962, August. And this So that's one
error.
He was
diddling her, but not that recently.
Yes, he had done it, back just before she died. It's almost like a week before Marilyn died, Kennedy was with Marilyn in bed, diddling. They never had a threesome with Robert Kennedy. They didn't get that far.
No, they would thought about it. They would do them Kennedy boys. They was crazy. Now they'd fuck anything. Just be still. Sorry, he had to be with Steele.
Oh, he had to be with Steele. Okay, so what is there an archetypal repeat? Why did this pattern happen? What does the mystery landscape say about this? Very odd.
It's the loop. It's not odd. It's the loop. It's the loop.
Is every 100 years, McClone calls it the centennial metaphor, is every 100 years the same? There's a repeat going on?
Yeah, or you could, no, actually it's the Diamond Jubilee. It rotates not in 100 years, but the Diamond Jubilee.
Which is 60 years, well, isn't it?
60 years, but the 10 years that it starts is 70 when it cycles.
So it's a 70-year cycle that is in history.
Yeah.
Is that what?
And it's just marked in the 100 from the loop.
Well, the loop is what, 30 years added to the 70?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little distortion. Right. It's just a distortion of the 70 years. It's just how humans see it. They allow themselves to see the 100 years. They probably prefer 100 to 70. Right.
Correct.
So is this part of the repeat pattern that Herbert W. Armstrong laid out based on a 19-year cycle?
Is.
He called the 19-year thing, but he didn't know it was actually 70 years. Did anybody know it was a 70-year cycle?
The Queen, she separates the Diamond Jubilee.
She separates it, did you say?
Yeah, she understands it. She gets it. Is anybody else aware of it? She is, absolutely. The monarchy is, yes.
But is,
all of them.
Is other historical? Did Shakespeare know this? Did Leonardo da Vinci? Did Moses
know this? He wrote about
it. Da Vinci did. No, Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Shakespeare
did. He did plays about it. The tragedy. He did plays about it. They did riffs on it. Chaucer did it, trying to lay it out. Of course, Nostradamus lived by it. He gave everything in that. So what they call the cyclical cycle. The things had to be done a certain precise way. That certain precise way is the thing that avoided this chamber of horrors.
If you followed the 70-year cycle, you avoid the chamber, or what?
Yes, you would avoid it. You could avoid it. You don't have to, but you hope to.
What is the 70 years recently? Does it begin in 1960, the recent one? 1950?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
1960. So 70 years.
1950 for a 7-year cycle.
Oh, you're saying 50.
So 2020.
Right.
So 2020 would be the Diamond Jubilee.
Okay. So, and what is that? Where did that begin? What did, whose world did that begin in?
Caesars? Pendragon.
They set it up?
Yep.
They created it? So what is the pattern that somebody will die? Some leader, happened?
No, look up the Diamond Jubilee, look up the details, all about it, and you'll find out real quick. It's when all debts have to be repaid, things have to be settled, things have to be cleaned up, you have to get rid of anything old. Like your bulbs, like bulbs that you plant. You can't carry those over. There's rules that go along with it.
So,
in a feudal system.
So did the Pendragons create this law of nature almost through human will?
And then the Stuarts capitalized on it, of course. But you know how that mess. That's a whole other mess. Conversation.
Right.
But
and who are the Stuarts? Is that Mary? That's not Mary, Queen of Scots, is it?
She was a Stuart.
Okay. And she died, right? There's two Marys in that period that it gets mixed
up.
There's
a bunch.
Yeah. So the Mary, Queen of Scots was supposed to take over, but Elizabeth got it. That's the Mary, Queen of Scots. She died. Was she subject to this cleanup? this refreshing, this 70-year cycle?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So somebody like Kennedy, he did a lot of bullshit behind the scenes, and John Kennedy, so he had to be cleaned up and removed as part of the 70-year cycle.
Okay. It's easy. If you go from the Tudor, that's about 1485 to 1603. And then you take the Stuart, it's 1603 to 1714. So they overlap by a little shorter. Well, you can look it up. That's no big deal, but that's the
whole you're
point.
Saying though that's not a 70-year cycle. You're just talking about what years they did.
How they line up, and they line up differently, and that's why the 70 years takes place, the circle, the sets of 70s.
But 1485 to 1603 is not sets of 70s.
No, it's 1485 to 1714.
That's a bunch of 70s?
That's a bunch of 70s, yes.
Yeah, and then who comes in at 1714? The house of, Queen Elizabeth, or what they call it, Hanover or something. Who comes in at 1714? What's your next phase?
No. You got to do the Tudors first. You got Henry VII.
Yeah, you did the Tudors. You did the Stuarts. The Stuarts end in 1714. What's the next noun that comes in? Proper noun.
Well, now that becomes that'll be Anne. Anne ended it. The last one.
Right. And who took over in 1714?
Walter Fitzland.
Well, we don't know that name, but it's the George first, second, third, the Georges during the American Revolution and all that.
It would.
The House of Hanover?
They don't count.
Don't they?
Yeah. No, it's not Hanover. It's it's not another house. It stops. It's just the lineage has to breed into itself. You could just might as well say it's the Earl of Fitzchowser.
Okay, so you just named a guy. Is that the Prussian takeover?
Yes.
Yeah.
Clan Stuart.
Beg your pardon?
Which came from the Clan Stuart.
Spelled the same way as 1603 to 1714?
Yeah, C L A N.
C-L-A-N. Clan. That's Clan, but you said a name, William something. Just repeat that name again. What?
Walter Fitzalan. Yeah. Fitzalan. Fitzalan.
Is he?
L-I-T-Z-A-L-A-N.
Was he an agent of the Prussians?
Stuarts, yes.
How
it all came back from the Stuarts. They're ahead of it, Bob. They go behind it. They go behind the Tudors. That's what we told you this a long time ago.
The Stuarts end in 1714, but then they continue through Prussia or something?
They continue all the way through Lady fucking Diana.
Okay, so how'd they do that?
The Queen Mom was a Stuart. Elizabeth first mother was a Stuart, a land girl. See,
right.
they left the lineage, but they kept their claim on the throne. They lost, but they won. That's what we were talking about.
In the long run. So the Georges, I could Google it, see what house they are, House of Hanover.
They're all Stuarts. You got the Windsors. The Windsors will come in, but that Windsors are still Stuarts.
So they were all Stuarts since 1714. They continued it, but they continued it secretly in some way? I'm looking up George the First. Let's see what happens. Who is he? I know he came from Germany or something.
Well, you got Anne. You got Anne.
Yeah, she's a few. Well, is she another house?
No, same.
Yeah, right. It's Hanover. It's fucking Hanover. George I, king of Great Britain and Ireland from 1714, and ruler of the Duchy of Brunswick, Lüneburg, Hanover in the Holy Roman Empire from 1698 to 1727. He was the first British monarch of the House of Hanover. Are you saying the House of Hanover is Stuart's?
Stuart, yeah.
Why did they keep that secret?
Because they're still secret to today, till today.
Because they supposedly lost in 1714.
That's correct.
So let's see who Anne is. What do they say she's from? Predecessor Anne.
From 1702 to 1714.
Yeah, yes, 1702. So what is she? Where did she come from?
Stuart.
James, Charles I. Are those Charles guys that come in during and after Cromwell? They're all Stuarts?
That's after Cromwell. Cromwell wasn't, but he's the exception, you see.
Right.
Because you had,
but
because the only reason Oliver Cromwell, he was just filling in.
Yes, there it is. So Anne was played by Elle Howell. Despite 17 pregnancies by her husband, she died without surviving issue and was the last monarch of the House of Stuart. So Anne is the House of Stuart. It ends in 1714. But you were emphasizing Anne for some, you know, quirky reason.
That's
something different.
All those babies did not die. They continued. They just said they died. They made it.
And they kept the bloodline going?
They sure do.
And they produce somehow.
Do even to this day. Do even unto this day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're saying that the children of Diana, and she's a Stuart, were not fathered by Prince Charles.
Correct. Exactly correct.
They came from the secret 17 people that had babies and carried on. It comes from there.
That's exactly right. That's right. And that's the German connection, which is where the Mountbatten comes from Elizabeth I.
Yeah, Mountbatten. Okay, so the House of Hanover was brought over as a cover. They were in on the secret.
Yeah, they're a joke. What are they now? Where are they now? They're nothing. So,
well,
it's
no,
like coming from Lourdes. It's like coming from Lourdes. Where is that? Everywhere. They're from everywhere.
Yeah, but okay. Queen Elizabeth is from the House of Hanover.
Only because that was the last lane of the Stuart. Because
right. They
had to. They had to because otherwise, what, they're going to have the Stuart undo the Tudors? How's that work? How does Windsor Castle get funded like that? It doesn't. That's like saying France was run by that damn Domenici money. Oh no, but it was.
Okay, so
they were
much more
in charge than all of the kings and Marys of the world.
What about the? You said somebody charged the kings and Marys of the world. Who charged them? Is that the verb you said?
Yeah.
The
Medici's did. Yeah, they were in charge of it all.
The Medici's know all these secrets.
They do.
And
you
so did Opinel.
But
yeah,
I'm surprised you don't fucking remember, though. I mean, you was fresh on your mind day before yesterday. You knew all about it, telling me more than we knew. And now you act like you never heard it before. Fresh and new every day, isn't it, Bob?
Yes. Well, it's like Carolyn. She doesn't remember her past because it's irrelevant. She's too fun, having too much time fun now doing what's creating her empire to why that's all trivial in the past. So she doesn't remember it. Let's see. I don't remember. Well, I actually remember a little more than Carolyn, but the complexity of all these bloodlines, that is really hard to untangle and have to sit there.
Well, Catherine Parr was the biggest one. She was really snuck in. You talk about a double cousin. She was a double cousin.
And who was she, Catherine Parr?
Queen. She was Henry VIII, one of Henry VIII's wives. Catherine Parr.
I don't remember that name. There's no Catherine Parr. P-A-R-R?
Yep.
P-A-R-R. Oh, yeah. Married to Catherine Parr. She's not talked about. Everybody knows all the other wives' names.
You goddamn skippy she wasn't. She can't be. No.
Okay.
You got to be careful here. Big one, you got to be careful. You can't know all you know now.
Yes, yeah, so 15, is this all secret or are we going to be able to play this now?
Play the fuck out of it. We don't care. Don't make no difference. They're not going to, hey, them that ain't going to believe it, ain't going to believe it no way. And them that is going to believe it, ain't going to do nothing with it. So it's just perfectly all right. It's just recorded live in front of a recorded audience, Bob. It's all good. They won't remember it. Then 20 years later, they're going to listen. Oh, my God, this was the entire lineage of how you came from being a god. Why was I talking about that? Because this is how you came back to God. Why do you think all that damn Ecclesiastes was laying out all that stuff in Deuteronomy with this one begat, that one begat, this one begat, that one begat, this one, so you can find your way back through the genome to find the cells that were when you were God, to find the cells that were when you were God. Well, how marvelous is that?
Indeed. Did Ophir carry the cells in his pocket all through those?
Nope, he did not. He hid it in the bones of Joseph in the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay.
He carried it out of the spoils of Egypt.
Right. So Henry died in 1547, and he had his last wife in 1543, Catherine Parr, a reformer at heart. She argued with Henry over religion. Ultimately, Henry remained committed to an idiosyncratic mixture of Catholicism and Protestantism. The reactionary move, which had gained ground following the fall of Cromwell, had neither eliminated his Protestant streak nor been overcome by it. That would be the grandfather of Oliver Cromwell, Thomas Cromwell, the earlier Cromwell.
Basically,
Who I think convinced Henry to go with the
change or marry her. He married the different beliefs so that they could get along.
But Cromwell, he's the one who convinced him to start his own religion, or just reject.
Yeah, so he could divorce. So he could divorce and kill who he wants to. He was sovereign unto himself. Yeah,
right.
That's
so,
the point.
And that's a.
They didn't make that. They didn't make that up, Bob. That is where the ascension notion was remembered.
Right. He ascended. Henry VIII ascended by disconnecting.
He did.
Cromwell had neither eliminated his Protestant streak nor been overcome by it. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Again, ground from following the fall of Cromwell. Yeah, Tom Boat. Henry was a mixture of Catholicism and Protestantism. Parr helped Catherine help reconcile Henry with his daughters, Mary and Elizabeth. In 1543, an act of Parliament put them back in the line of succession. After Edward put Mary and Elizabeth in the line? Is that what they mean?
Mary and Elizabeth back in line because they were not to be reckoned. They weren't being recognized at that point, you see, because Mary, Queen of Scots, was gone at that point, and Elizabeth, it was decided they never did. That's what the big war was over, because Mary married the King of France, and that was the whole point, that France was supposed to take over to keep the rest of the fucking Spaniards from taking over, because the Spaniards were the Catholic side, and that's what England was afraid of. You know this, Bob.
Yeah, so, but you just said Mary was gone. Well, she was
She was in France. I know, but she lived in France.
Not dead.
You're right. No, we're sorry.
Yeah,
we're sorry.
Yeah, watch that. So Elizabeth... Elizabeth, she wins out there, but
she took over, and rightly so. They yielded. Why
but
did they
Mary's
yield?
The queen, Mary's the queen of fucking Stuarts, and they stay in power after Elizabeth.
Right. That's exactly right. That's the whole point. That is the point.
And Catherine Parr knew that. Parr favored
the
Stuarts.
And that's how she had to love them up. She had to love them up to make it all work.
Right. Love up Mary and Elizabeth.
They'd quit fighting long enough because they were all so worried about each other fucking each other to death to the point that the damn Demetrius was going to end up being the king of the Demetrius was going to end up being the king of England. At the rate they were going.
So Elizabeth was not a Stuart. She was a Tudor.
Correct. That is correct.
But they came from the same father, Henry VIII.
That's right. But the, That's right, but that is the whole point. It's the families. The stewards are always working the back to the throne, back to the throne, back to the throne.
Okay.
Even with Diana, back to the throne. It didn't work out good for her, but you know how that works. Oh, well.
It didn't work out well for who, Mary?
Lady Diana.
Oh, Lady Diana. So is this the metaphor of McLuhan's secretary's Marg Stewart?
Yeah.
Is it a metaphor of something?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a steward.
In plain sight.
An act of, that's what you just said, in plain sight, right?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
An act of Parliament allowed Henry to determine further succession to the throne in his will. Who did he give it to?
Mary and Elizabeth.
He gave it to both of them.
And then finally Edward at the end. Edward was king for a minute. He died.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, Edward, he got it first. Let's see.
Right,
he
was younger than all of them, but he was only there for a second.
Right, so.
Here it gets better. Then here it goes. Then Mary's boy ends up being James. He ends up being raised by Elizabeth, and he becomes king. King James, who did the Bible, who financed
the Bible. That was Mary, the steward boy.
Son, but Elizabeth raised him.
Right, but now you've got the 17 stewards hidden around, substituting people or something, influencing.
Mixing it up, stirring it up. That's right.
Were they in that confusion? Did they have the advantage of portaling to the future, portaling to the past, and bringing those things in?
But they didn't call it that then. That's the same thing that Nostradamus almost got fucked over. See, Nostradamus was the king of that, and he didn't really talk about it. They didn't make a big do about it because sure as they made a do about it, somebody get killed. It couldn't be avant-garde about that kind of stuff. You just can't do it. Can't be all telling tales. If you've got a magic, use it. If you got something special, make it to your advantage. But don't run around talking about it, because they'll just either want to see it, cut it off, or take it for their very own. So it's better just to keep it to yourself if that's what you're going to do.
But the world has changed, so I'm the first person who can talk about it and get away with it.
Well, in a limited kind of format, you're not allowed to talk about everything
from the standpoint that
you can get yourself sideways with yourself.
Okay. I think that's a good ending point. Lots of meat in there for people to
look at. Ooh, you got some goodie. You got you some goodie in there, Bob. They might figure out something. Now, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's what they're going to figure out if they're careful. They got to run the line of CRISPR all the way back to the beginning to find out how the scientific modality applies to the telomeres and how the myocardium impresses the cell to embrace the new nasty, to put the nasty back into it. Okay. Now, then you run the Stuart, House of Stuart all the way back through Deuteronomy. And you should be able to isolate that cell. Or you can just take the bones of Joseph, but you got to have the bones of Joseph to do that, though. You do. So you could, but that'd be all right. But that's the point. That's your lesson for today. So enjoy yourself, and y'all are all doing so very well.
But wait a minute. You're saying we take the CRISPR all the way back to the beginning. Do you mean back to Adam and Eve, that beginning?
Yep.
Okay. And then you bring in the factors of the pre-Adam and Eve phase, which you've done in our Genesis series, and Lilith and all that stuff, and the Coathanites. So does it go back to the Coathanites carrying the seed, the gene, the mixture?
The perfect cell, yeah.
Right. So
I mean, it didn't come from anywhere. It always was. See, that's the thing. That's the rub, is that you act like you're trying to create something out of the air. You're not creating anything they didn't already. So it's like, okay.
And
you
I was there with
you.
The Coathanites were part of my elite.
That's why you're so damn blasé about everything. Everybody else acts like it's the most astounding thing ever. You go, well, hell yeah, I did this and that too, and a little of this and some more of that. Say something. Say something.
And I don't know
point, and yeah, and then it becomes glib at that point. But that's how you have the vitriol to come up with some of the bullshit that you're able to pull off, because they
right.
can't challenge you because you're right. So they have
okay,
to leave you alone until they're left.
So I'm not a coathamite, though, am I? I just use them.
No. Yeah, you yeah. just you're a step. That's a step. Step. A stepping stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
wouldn't hurt.
I never got involved with the Stewart 17 pregnancies and all those people, did I? I didn't get involved.
Nah,
with
that's too much. That's too ridiculous.
Vagrant yeah.
dogs and cats laying together.
Because
I
was working with the Medicis.
Much
working,
more
fighting.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was closely watching
much
them.
More.
Okay. All right. I think,
very good. Excellent.